Hey there, I'm Trent Gillis, the online editor for Speaking of Faith. Today's SOF Extra includes the fourth reading from Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith. Here, Krista tells us how she came to take religion seriously after her tenure in Germany and looks to her conversation with Karen Armstrong for some of the answers.
I've come to understand religious texts and traditions as keepers of truth more open-hearted and realistic than many of the arguments against them and the practices in their orbit. We have to think about truth and about knowledge itself differently. The insides and edges of words and ideas, the richness of their forms, to understand the nature of religion and the work of theology, the human attempt to pin God, however fleetingly, down to earth. In many ways, religion comes from the same place in us that art comes from. The language of the human heart is poetry. Music is a language of the spirit. The métier of religious ideas is parable, verse, and story. All of our names for God are metaphor, necessary license, approximation, and analogy. Our sacred texts burn with that knowledge and dare us to use all of our faculties of intelligence and experience and creativity, but we forget this. Our fact and argument-obsessed culture is deaf to it, blind to it. The British author Karen Armstrong has written sweeping scholarly works, A History of God, The Battle for God, that have helped many understand the history and force of religion in the post-9/11 world. We miss the essence of great religious figures, Karen Armstrong insists, if we imagine them sitting, uttering a list of doctrines. And our theology, she says, should be like poetry. I ask her what she means by that.
A poet spends a great deal of time listening to his unconscious and slowly hauling up a poem word by word, phrase by phrase, until something beautiful is brought forth, we hope, into the world that changes people's perceptions. And we respond to a poem emotionally. And I think we should take as great a care when we write our theology as we would if we were writing such a poem. Instead of just trotting out an orthodox formula or an orthodox definition of God or a catechism answer, so that when people listen to a theological idea, they feel as touched as when they read a great poem by, say, Milton or Dante. And we should take as great care with our religious rituals as if we were putting on a great performance at a theatre, because ritual and theatre, indeed, was originally a religious ritual designed to lead us to transcendence instead of just mechanically going through the motions of our various rites and ceremonies, trying to make them into something absolutely beautiful and inspiring, because I do see religion as a kind of art form.
This is a lovely and important way to understand why we can't compare faith flatly to reason and declare it intellectually inferior. Its territory is the drama of human life, where art is more precise than science, where ideas are lived and breathed. Our minds can be engaged in this realm as seriously as in the construction of argument or logic, but in a different way.
Krista Tippett, reading from her new book, Speaking of Faith. Her previous readings can be downloaded through our podcast at speakingoffaith.org. And look for more bonus material in the coming months, such as unheard cuts from our program with Armenian Orthodox theologian Vigan Guroyan and clips from Krista's interview with Ingrid Mattson. Thanks for downloading.
American Public Media.